Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
We're the word association.
Heard.
The implication deserved.
Evaluation.
The word
association.
We're the word
association.
We heard.
The implication
deserved.
Evaluation.
We're the
word
association.
Hey everyone. Hey class, I guess I should say. I'm your sub today. And
nerd, 6 inches or foot long.
Well, that's what I was going to say is we were supposed to have a quiz today, but since I'm a sub and we're supposed to have a quiz, I thought I'd bring what every kid loves, what every 14-year-old dreams about, which is Quiznos. Everybody come to the front.
Where did you find one of those?
Yeah,
at?
Where?
There's not like any of those in this town.
Was it next to the Long John Silver's nobody can find?
Or the AW root beer that is also attached to the Long John Silver's?
Oh, near the Kmart?
Well, it's now an A&J.
No,
John.
By the Venture?
I live in a haunted Quiznos. It was shut down. It's dilapidated. And that's
Wait,
gonna...
the one where the guy fell on the conveyor belt? He was toasted alive?
Pushed. He was pushed.
Did Sorry, they have that... a pepper bar?
That guy was my brother. They had a pepper bar, yes, where you could, to your heart's galore, you could put as many peppers as you want on your Quiznos sub. So dig into those Quiznos. I see a lot of you are throwing them. Please don't throw them. Please eat them or leave them. And okay, that's a lot of Quiznos on the floor.
Why are you wearing a shirt that says I'm with Stupid, but the arrow is pointing up to your face?
Well, my name is Mr. Stupid. I never got that shirt until now. Fuck. This was a gift from my ex-wife, girlfriend, and then
why
wife.
Why would you
and
accept
then...
a wife from gift from your ex-wife?
Well, now I know that she, meant for this to say stupid, but I don't see the word stupid anymore because my last name is Stupid. So this was a bit of a, I'm going to step out in the hall real quick. You guys teach yourselves and I just have to call my ex-wife real quick.
Okay. All right, everyone.
I'm going to open my book to page 69.
Hold on a second. Dave's calling me.
Yes, Dave. Hello, is this Dave Stupid, my stupid ex-husband?
Okay, so you knew that Stupid is spelled just like stupid. Is that why the arrow is pointing up?
That's why I gave you a shirt that pointed to you that said I'm with Stupid.
I thought it was to save time when we went on vacation. You know, when they're like. Stupid party of
yeah, but why would the arrow usually points to someone else, not yourself?
Because if it just said I'm with Stupid with no arrow, they might assume it's some sort of indie rock band. Melissa, hey,
well, I tried to order another shirt with an arrow pointing to your crotch that said "See No Evil," but it didn't come in.
Shouldn't
in
it
time.
Be "Semen No Evil"? Since I'm shooting
nope.
blanks, listen, Melissa. Regardless, please, Melissa, please.
Pardon me, Mr. Stupid. I let myself use the hall pass. Excuse
oh, no.
me.
You shouldn't have heard any of this. Come here. What's your favorite candy?
Oh, geez.
I
watched a video about this. I don't believe I'm supposed to answer that.
You watched a video on men calling their ex-wives?
This is why we got a divorce, Dave. Stop going up to kids and asking what their favorite candy is. I know you just want to know, but it's inappropriate.
What, can we not talk about candy in this country anymore?
A grown man can't talk to a small child about it.
I'm a substitute.
Yeah, and now you're fired from being my husband.
Wow.
You weren't even a good substitute.
Wow. Okay.
I'm with Mac now.
Yeah. I'm...
He's a knife. I'm with Mac the knife.
Oh, thank God. I thought you were with Mac the Knight, the 80s McDonald's mascot. Mac the Knife at least can protect you. But what's a moon with sunglasses going to... Melissa, please. Melissa, please.
Reese's peanut butter cups.
Okay, so after school, meet me in the park. Well, hold on.
No,
well,
see, this is Dave.
Exactly I'm how hearing the video it. Went, Mr. Stupid.
I'm hearing
thank
it.
Thank you. That's why you're with Stupid.
All right. Hey, champ, here's $100. Buy yourself all the Reese's you want or whatever.
Hey, I just want to say, Stupid is as Stupid does.
Oh, that's Forrest Gump, right?
Mm-hmm.
My favorite book is the sequel. Have you read the book, the sequel to Forrest Gump? He plays in the NFL.
No.
Dave.
No, he does. Hold.
No one wants to hear the book that you
Forrest
wrote.
Forrest Gump plays in the NFL. Read the sequel.
Orris
I dare
Gump?
You.
You change his name to Orris Gump to get around the trademark?
He changes his name to Orris Gump.
But in the movie, wasn't he pretty old in Forrest Gump? When does he join the NFL? When he's like 40?
Oh, I'm sorry. When did Tom Brady retire? He's the greatest punt returner of all time. Think Devin Hester times
Forrest
10.
Forrest Gump was a punt returner?
Do you remember?
Dave, I'm hanging up. I don't want to hear you explain this
to this small
child.
In the movie, he runs so fast and so hard in college football, he plows through the band like a knife through butter.
I guess, but then he does a lot of other stuff that isn't the NFL.
Kid, run away. If you can hear me through the speakerphone, get out now.
Do you have like a hot aunt or something?
No.
Not you, Melissa.
I know.
Click. Okay.
Okay. So that was the training video. Folks. That was for the word association. Every week we have to watch a training video just so that we're all good coworkers. We respect boundaries.
Mm-hmm.
I'm Adorify.
Is that real? Is that real? Is Forrest Gump sequel real?
The Forrest Gump book sequel is real. And he plays Gump at it again, whatever it is. I don't know. But he plays in the NFL. I guarantee you.
Wow.
And I'm out or fine, I die on that hill.
Win one for the Gumper.
Yeah, I'm Brett Lyons, and I don't know books, but I believe it, because people are writing anything these days.
And I'm Rob Seat Taken.
Oh, I didn't know what we were doing.
I just threw it in there.
Gump and Co. is the sequel. Well, it's kind of like Pump and Go.
I think it's Gump. Wasn't Gump and Co. the shrimp place?
Bubba Gump.
Okay.
Oh, it's called Bubba Gump Shrimp.
Yeah. Here's the plot to Bubba Gump Shrimp Co. The second book in the Forrest Gump duology.
Wait, it is called Bubba Gump Shrimp Co.?
It's called Bubba Gump Shrimp Co. Or just Gump and Co.
Oh, okay.
Sorry, it's called Gump and Co. The Bubba Gump Shrimp Co. has
That's
gone.
Sounds like Come and Go, like those Quick Stop, that Quick Mart.
Fuck, it does. Well, now I want. I want a T-shirt with like a penis coming, but it
I'm
says,
gonna go get a
no. But it says Gump and Co. Right now, you don't want a T-shirt. To whatever you just said,
Gump
you don't
and
want.
Go is your flow to do the Gump. Okay, the Bubba Gump Shrimp Company has gone bust, and now Forrest is flat broke, sweeping floors in a New Orleans strip joint, when a fresh opportunity to play championship football puts him back in the limelight.
There's no way.
We have to read
it's
this.
So
I'm buying this forever. We're going to read this. This is going to be an episode.
I will read it. If it's under 300 pages, I'll read it. I'm not going to commit. How many pages?
301.
This is so bizarre,
301?
But I saw a deleted scene today from the Forrest Gump movie that they didn't put in the movie because it was probably deemed offensive, where when he's running across America, he runs into the Selma march in Selma across the bridge.
Oh, no.
And it's the police are releasing the dogs on everyone in the thing.
No.
He grabs his dick and is like, here, boys, and throws the stick so the dogs who are about to attack the black people run the other way and then goes to the black people and he's like, I'm sorry, those dogs tried to ruin your parade.
I literally just saw this today.
They shot it, and somehow it just got online today.
And let me be clear, when I went, that was because I'm so annoyed that was cut from the movie. That would have made it even better. It would have won two Best Picture Oscars. Rob, the book Bump and Co.
Yeah.
The book Gump and Co. is 256 pages.
That's reasonable. Mm. And that's all that that story deserves.
And like, but honestly, let's be fair, like 19 to 20 of those pages, him just going, shrimp gumbo, shrimp gumbo, shrimp gumbo.
But he does that with strip clubs.
Oh yeah! Oh yeah! Oh yeah! Strip. They're all. It's not a. It's a. Not a. It's a. Yeah.
Chicken strips.
Strip on the. Strip on the Barbie. Chicken strips. Strip gumbo.
Vixens.
Strips and bloods. Well, speaking of. Well, actually, no. Let's put that all behind us. We're starting a new chapter. Let's not carry over. Let's not.
That's weird. It's weird. I the button on my desk that I've never noticed before. Oh. It just says oil.
Huh.
I guess I'll touch it.
Yeah.
You have given me oil to work. Sequelizer activate. Please put word in me so I can sequelize it. That's right, folks. The sequelizer is active again.
Word.
Somebody put an oil button on my desk and it activated it.
Brett, real quick, and this is apropos of nothing. Aren't there a bunch of robot murders in Cincinnati in the last couple months?
Not true. Not whatsoever. I don't know what's happening. Huh. I mean, sometimes you have to feed the beast or else he goes out and tries to sequelize on his own, and he doesn't like what people give him. So, hey, TWA casters. Always been curious what a sequel to this movie would be like. This is from Max. I'll just say his first name because he didn't give a didn't tell me I could say the name regardless.
Last name tonight.
So his word is going to be, his movie that we're going to sequelize is 128 hours.
Okay. Now this is the arm stuck
in a
rock.
James Franco
this is
one?
The James Franco, I cut my arm off.
And what,
which
what
wasn't
was
it 127 hours?
I don't know what it was called.
Well, the sequel would be 128.
Well, what did they say?
I mean,
what did Max say?
They said 128 hours.
Then I believe that.
I believe that.
So
yeah.
it's called 128 days? I never have seen it.
No, 128 hours.
128 hours. Oh, that makes way more sense. I guess you can't really do that.
That's
for 128.
That's how long he was there. So you got to sequelize. Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
I put 128 hours in IMDb and nothing came up.
Because I think it's 127 hours.
So I think they're implying that the sequel would be 128 hours.
Oh, he broke the rule.
He broke the rule and did it himself.
I actually think it was an honest mistake. Yeah, it was. I actually don't think he realized that he did
it
because there's no joke after it. So it's
127 hours. It just
Now that we know that, please feed the sequelizer.
Okay.
Okay.
In the whole premise of the movie, I just want to make sure I understand. He's like rock climbing, gets stuck.
He's hiking. And he gets stuck in a crevasse, and a boulder goes on his arm, and he has to cut his arm off to get out and survive, basically, because no one can hear him.
Okay. Okay, how about this? Wait, well, you could go the 48 hours route and go another 127 hours.
Between
he has to
rock.
Cut his other arm. Oh, go ahead.
How about between a rock and an arm place?
That's very good.
Boulder and Braver.
Ooh.
And Rob, can I just say?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Just like 48 hours. It's another 127 hours, but Nick Nolte is his partner.
Oh, that's good.
His racist partner.
Jesus, I'm stuck in this rock.
Yeah, there are like two crevasses that they can hear each other, but they can't.
Of course, it's that color rock, of course.
Oh, racist Nick Nolte, please.
Okay, so another 127 hours, I can't clap.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. This is now.
It's after his arm's cut off.
How about 127 hours? This time, it's the right arm.
Perfect.
He goes back.
127 seconds where he thinks his hand is stuck, but he was just holding on to the rock. 128 hours disarmed. 128 hours just deserts. What else?
Ooh,
what
just else? Deserts is good.
Oh, just deserts, of course. I think that's all of them. There's a scene in that where he takes out a... So, we can keep going if anybody has any.
No.
There's a scene in that where he takes a pocket knife, like a Swiss Army
that's
pocket knife.
That's how he does it.
And
it's a true story.
He cuts through tendons and nerves and with a pocket knife.
I mean, he tries to do it, and it hurts so bad that he like blacks out.
Knife guys finish last.
And then like comes back. I mean, it's nice...
127 hours, Knife Guys finished last. Sequelizer has been fed.
Wait, what about not another 127 hours?
Okay, kill, perfect. Again, kill, kill. Well, thank you so much, Max.
127 hours, part ampute 2.
Oh.
Wow. I mean, I like that. That is great.
Thank you.
Part ampute 2 is great.
I like it.
That's good.
All right, let's shut down the robot.
I have been fed power down.
I don't like that he says power down. He should just power down.
What did I miss, guys? I just walked out of the room. The sequelizer was in my
spot.
That's
like if I was on your couch and I said, I'm asleep. I don't like that he says power down. It should just be.
He's probably still present. He just does it to like trick you.
I think he's killing people. Speaking of killing people.
Killing in the name of.
But let's rage against the words. And let me, Zach Della, bring my word to the table. My word today is...
Zach Della Procha?
Zach Della Paparocha. There's only... And give me one second here. There's only one way to say the word that I'm bringing today. Shenanigans.
Ooh, shenanigans?
Sorry, that's legally the way you have to say the word. Shenanigans.
Wait, what was the... From Super Troopers, what was that restaurant called?
I think that's what I was thinking, or was
office
it from
space?
Office Space?
I think it's Office Space.
I think
Office
it
Space
was
shenanigans. What was the one that they always said in Super Troopers?
That was the fast food one where they spit in the burger? No.
I don't remember. Maybe. Yeah, I didn't know. Okay, it was Office. I knew it was okay. Because it does really sound like a chain restaurant. That
yeah,
word.
It's like Bennigan's.
It also sounds like your Irish cousin who gets into trouble. Oh, Mark Shenanigans.
Oh, Danny Shenanigans.
Oh, Danny Shenanigans. He's at it again.
The pranks.
What
the
are you
pranks,
doing,
the
Danny?
The pranks are calling.
I do. You do get up to shenanigans. I do.
Do.
I like
also,
that word.
It no. seems very Irish. Is it language of origin like Ireland?
I don't.
It's
no.
got to be. I mean, I feel like it's got to come
so
from
many
Britain.
Ends, yeah.
Or,
I know. Shenanigans. That's so many ends.
Shenanigans. Let's see here. I'm not seeing any origin. Okay. The history of shenanigans is as tricky and mischievous as its meaning.
Oh, okay. It sounds like maybe it has something to do with leprechauns getting up to shenanigans.
Doesn't really say.
Oh, wait. No. I got it. The word comes from, my God, I can't say this.
Money? Old money?
Sionachugim. Sionachugim.
Shania
Play
20?
Tricks or
Ding.
Be foxy.
Sorry, that was misspelled. I apologize.
Wow.
So it doesn't have anything to do with Ireland, apparently.
It could. It says it was first appeared in print in the mid-1800s, so...
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Philadelphia.
What
time.
Would you say? What shenanigans have you? What constitutes between like fooling around, pranking, or shenanigans?
Third base.
I feel like shenanigans is like lighthearted mischief. It doesn't feel like a devious prank.
Yeah, it feels
or something.
It feels right between tomfoolery and murder.
It's the kind of stuff where you like look at a little kid and you just like nod like, oh, Jimmy, you know, like that kind of stuff. Not like I busted these 14s. They were up to shenanigans behind the mall. You know, you don't.
They were up to their ass in shenanigans behind the mall.
Up to their ass in shenanigans.
Shenanigans behind the mall sounds like a
restaurant. It sounds like a restaurant.
Yeah,
meet me at shenanigans behind the mall. Hey, now open. Behind the mall. Shenanigans.
Yeah, I would agree. Shenanigans is never bad. Mm-hmm. You didn't, you know, then you get into like, you know, if shenanigans go too far, it gets into accidents, pranks, you know, tomfoolery. No, tomfoolery is even sillier.
Seems very...
Tomfoolery is on par with shenanigans.
Yeah,
I feel like
true.
When you go past shenanigans, you might be getting into some misdemeanors.
Yeah, that's true.
You know?
Yeah,
that's true. Shenanigans turn into crimes gone wrong.
Tomfoolery is like... If you jump over that skateboard, I'll give you $100. And then they do it, and you're like, oh, just kidding. Psych. That's like
shenanigans is like you're driving a car and the person's like afraid of snakes, and you throw a rubber snake on their neck from the back seat. That's a shenanigan.
While they're driving,
the driver freaks out, goes into a ditch, and hits somebody. Then it goes into misdemeanor.
Then
so
it goes
you
into
be careful.
Vehicular
you
manslaughter.
Gotta be, yeah, you got. Yeah. I can tell you right now, shenanigans is literally teetering on.
murder.
I think it's dependent on whether the driver is a Rob Zombie, because a Rob Zombie drives a Dracula which burns through the ditches.
Yeah.
Right? So
yeah, you're right.
In that case,
yeah, I think it doesn't burn through the witches.
I'm sorry, it digs through the ditches and burns through the witches. You're right. So
yeah, thank you.
You're right.
You.
Yes,
so no,
yes.
He would be in jail. He would still be in
jail.
They
would call a Rob Zombie to dig your car out of the ditches.
Sure.
In a Dracula.
And he'd say, what was your name? He'd go, Dracula.
I wish there was a Dracula that talked like that.
I know.
Like Sly Stallone playing Dracula. Yeah. What's your name? Dracula.
Dracula.
I want to suck your blood.
Yeah. Hey, come on, man. Suck your blood.
Rocky.
It does, it to me, feels like there's an age limit to shenanigans.
Well, big time.
Well, maybe a grandpa can get up to some shenanigans. I feel like you could, never mind. Maybe I'll walk that back. Maybe a grandfather can get up to some shenanigans.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel like a grandfather is more tomfoolery.
I feel like a grandfather's chicanery. Some chicanery going on.
Mm. Yeah. Or fooling. Just fooling.
Yeah,
your grandpa might be fooling. Yeah, I think shenanigans stop at 18. I feel like 18, it's too high.
You age out of shenanigans.
It sounds like a judge putting that.
Yeah. Well, unfortunately, the statutory age is 18 for shenanigans. So I'm going to try you as an adult.
I got real dark. Yeah, shenanigans. Rob, I don't know if you were involved with this.
Have you guys seen the dance? Have you guys seen Shenanigans Circus? They always advertise around town. I think it's a Chinese actor circus show.
Were you doing a Shen Yun pun?
Oh, yeah. Big time.
Shenanigans?
Yeah, Shen Yunanigans. Yeah, Shen Yunanigans.
Oh, okay.
Did you get a flyer? The flyers are everywhere. It's the first Chinese-Irish dance show ever put together.
This is Demunkino's part.
What were you saying, Otto? Was I involved in what?
We had some shenanigans. Boy, this feels like 400 years ago, where we wrapped a friend's apartment in
Christmas wrapping paper. But remember it.
And that to me, that feels like appropriate shenanigans, where we wrapped a friend's apartment top to bottom, taint to tail, every single item in their apartment we wrapped in wrapping paper, so that when they got back from a trip, they had to unwrap every single item.
And you were on CNN for that, were you not?
We were on CNN. They mentioned us on Good Morning America. It was like a...
It was a little viral.
Viral might be too strong a word,
but
it's
too early for viral, I feel
it
like.
It was too early for
there
viral.
There were symptoms. Yeah. There was flu symptoms.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's unfortunate because I think this was also the first time you uploaded it first on YouTube with a copyright issue.
Yes.
So like the first...
What was the copyright first, issue?
The song.
You played,
that we played
a song. You played like an unlicensed song or whatever.
Yeah.
So you got a lot of views on that, and then the original one had to get taken down.
I remember the song we eventually used. YouTube has like a here's songs you can use, and we bought the copyright or whatever it is. We give payments. Whatever song we ended up using, which I forget the name at the moment, the video did well enough to where that guy, the guy who sings that song, kept reaching out and sending us merch and CDs
all this.
And he would, every Christmas, he'd send us a message and he'd be like, hey, I think his name was Ray. He'd be like, it's your friend Ray again. I just want to thank you so much for putting my song back out there. Because I guess he was like, he had had some success, but he was kind of fading away in the music. And so this song getting all these hits was, I don't know, boosting his numbers somehow.
Really cool. That's
it was
great.
Delightful. He was very, very thankful.
Yeah. And it should make all friends reconsider giving anyone keys to your place.
Yeah. Wait, am I remembering correctly? Because I remember this friend retelling, because I remember being invited to do it, but I did not get up to those shenanigans. Did you wrap his butter and then wrap the butter dish as well? Like it got that granular, right?
Yeah. And we maybe even wrap the ice cubes and then put them back in the ice tray. We definitely.
I think so.
My favorite touch was we cut down a roll of wrapping paper to use as toilet paper. So it's just like. What's funny is that it became a fun enough thing on the internet that Scotch Tape paid us to like do it again with this friend's new apartment. So we did it again with all these supply. Like Scotch Tape was like, we're going to send you $800 worth of stuff, tape and scissors and all this stuff.
Yeah.
So we did it again, and they're like, film it. We're going to use it as a commercial. And we filmed it, and they never did anything with it.
They never did anything with it.
It was, the second time around, I believe, didn't have the backing behind it of people that the first one did. And I felt like we really waited till the last second, and we're just like, we just got to put, like, just put it over the refrigerator. We're not wrapping anything inside the fridge.
It's hard to recreate that magic, though.
Yes, yes, yes.
You know, yeah. It's like, it's Rob, that one moment. Yeah.
Great example, Gump & Co. It's hard to recreate the magic.
I'll reserve my judgment until I've ingested all 256 pages.
I also did a shenanigans that got me on the news.
Oh, your iPhone one?
The iPhone one. That was definitely shenanigans.
Mm-hmm.
That was, I follow that. I mean, I guess it's prank, but it definitely felt more shenanigan-y.
If same TikTok thing. Was a thing, yours would have gone viral.
Yeah, it was still an early one now.
Because
you
were just on
line.
The news, right?
Yeah, I was on the news because I was the second person in the iPhones in the Apple Store.
For the original, or was this
no,
for the second?
No, I think it was the third or the fourth. It was like one that, like, I don't know why it was. I feel like in the early days of like the first four,
all those versions were still newsworthy. People
still
would
newsworthy.
Still
so,
line up
yeah.
around every
yeah,
Apple
so, like,
store
we
to get them.
We were second
yeah.
in line, and we got in the store, mm-hmm. and my brother's friend, for whatever reason, had a prop iPhone that he brought with him for some reason, mm-hmm. and so I was like, "Give me that phone, and I'll walk out of the store and like, oh, I got my new phone. I'll hold it high, and then I'll drop it."
Yep.
And so, yeah, I did get on, I got on like Fox, mm-hmm. CBS, NBC, all that thing mm-hmm. of just me dropping the iPhone.
Pretty good.
Mm-hmm. It is.
Prank. And everyone was like, can we see what happened to the phone? I was like, I can't show it. I'm too embarrassed. And then like, I would never show it because it was in my bag. I'm not taking it out because the iPhone was real fake. I mean, you could see it and be like, oh, this is not real whatsoever. But yeah, that's a shenanigan.
That is a shenanigan. That's an over 18 shenanigan. So,
yeah,
both of
true.
These examples
oh,
were over 18 shenanigans.
Oh no, yeah, that might be a yeah. misdemeanor.
That's the sequel to 18 again. Is 18 shenanigans? Over 18 shenanigans.
And over 18 shenanigans.
Did your schools ever do? Your high school ever do like a senior prank?
Yes.
Yeah. What are we talking? What are we talking?
I don't remember. I can't honestly remember. There was one that I tried to do, and it just did not go well. I was like, you know what? We'll do it. Oh, wait, somebody did release a bird in the school. That was pretty good.
Nice.
I had the idea of like, I was like, I know what I'm going to do. I was going to go to the pet store and I was going to buy a bunch of mice and let them out.
A lot
lunch.
Of animal stuff in Pittsburgh going on.
Yeah, I don't know why. I don't know why I thought that would, I mean, I guess there are a lot of ways you can go, but I, in my mind, I was like, this is going to be a great idea. So I went to the pet store. And I was like, I need mice. And this was like, I ducked out of school to do it that day.
Another animal, duck.
That's a shenanigan right there. Skipping cool is also
I will
a
tell you this. That pet store owner was not having it. He was like, what do you need these for? And I was like, my snake. And he was like, what? He was quizzing me on this. He did not believe that I had a snake. Well, I don't.
How many
I
did you try to buy?
Oh, I bought like a box. I don't know how many. I mean, I got like at least 10 in this. I was like,
that's
I just
a,
need
that's
them.
A, yeah, that's a rat's dozen, right?
Yeah,
there.
It's a rat's dozen. So I did. I smuggled them into school, had them under the table, and I was like, my heart was pumping. I was like, okay, you know, I'm telling myself it was going to be a good idea. And like, I opened the box and kind of dumped them out, and I thought, oh, they would scatter and everybody would scream, but they kind of stayed under that table.
For what?
And yeah, it just didn't work. It wasn't good.
Gotcha.
We just got them back in the box. I didn't even get in trouble. It was not a good senior prank. That was my attempt. It was a whiff, total whiff.
We didn't have like a class prank, but okay. My friend and I were the, I guess, quote unquote, pranksters in the school. So we did two of them. We had a wall in the lunchroom that showed every valedictorian and salutatorian for like the last 50 years or whatever.
Can you help me with what a salutatorian is?
He's the one underneath the valedictorian.
Mm.
Maybe the second best GPA. I don't know.
Okay.
But they had a wall of all the people. And in the 50s and 60s.
Sorry to interrupt, but I think I would rather be a salutatorian than a valedictorian. I like that term a lot better.
I mean, sure.
I like a salutatorian. I feel like people have to salute you.
Salumi, no? Salon. I mean, yeah, come on.
A salumitorium.
In like 1962, in 1962, there was like a dude who kind of looked like my buddy Adam. Mm-hmm. So we got like an old, we took like a photo, we edited it so it looked like an old Dr. McMakeford photo, and then we snuck into the school at night, took the frame off the wall, and put his photo.
The Shining. He just recreated The Shining.
Yeah, he just recreated. So just took his photo and put it in there. Mm-hmm. And it lasted for like 3 days, but then like, we started to tell people because, like, we were like not. We of course we want to be like.
It's too subtle of a prank.
Yeah, it's too subtle. And then the second prank that year was we were putting up posters around school, or at least an organization was like, "We come in all shapes and sizes, celebrate diversity and stuff like that." So we, being the young boys, we took all those posters down in the middle of the night. Once again, snuck into the school and changed them all to "They come in all shapes and sizes, celebrate." Boobies, and we did the exact same font, made the posters look exactly the same, and put them all up on the wall. Just replaced with that, yeah.
Hashtag diversities.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, that would have been so much better, and we probably would. So those stayed up for a day, and then people saw them and started getting taken out. But we didn't get in trouble either way. And as what I'm told in the last 10 years is that the valedictorian salutatorian photo is still up in one of the teacher's rooms because he enjoyed it so much that we put the effort into it. But yes, we did break into a school two separate times during the nighttime.
How did you break into a school?
We just left a door open from when we left. We
like put like a. It?
Yeah, we like propped a door with like something that we like, no one come, like it was like in the back of the theater.
Right.
Like, no one would ever come back here and check
Insane.
This.
Did you ever do it at all or no?
I never partook. We did, what was our prank? We, I think a bunch of seniors took like plastic forks and stuck them in the yard in front of the school and then like broke off the handle or something. It's really just like a nightmare for the groundskeeper.
Yeah, like that's I feel like that ruined the groundkeeper's life.
Yeah, I didn't partake in it. It was a very bad prank. I also went to a school of like 80 kids. Like, it wasn't.
I mean, the prank is you guys all graduated.
Yeah, it was. We didn't really have any Nikola Tesla wattage brains working on this overtime or anything.
Hey, man, let's get some forks and put them in the grays.
Wait, was that your Nikola Tesla impression?
Yeah, that was my Tesla impression. Hey, man, we should. How about this? How about you stand under this electricity and it shocks you into another place? Huh? How about it?
Huh?
I'm Nikola Tesla.
The Prestige. Yeah.
Nicholas.
Yeah. If you get shocked into another place from a rod,
you might be a Tesla. I knew where that was going. Well, I know where we're going, which is to break.
Y'all come back now. Yeah.
We'll be right back. Tesla.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Alrighty, we are back, folks, and thank you so much for sticking with us after that ad break. I don't know what you heard about, but it's probably a great product. Or
it was
you didn't
dead
hear
air.
An ad this
yeah,
time.
Or
it was
yeah.
dead air. It just
yeah.
depends. You know, you don't know.
Yeah.
So I my word coming up here is going to be a what?
Looking around the room.
What is what?
What's huh? the problem? I don't.
Oh
the,
no.
What's the issue? Here?
Oh no. There's a little squirrel. Uh-huh. On my, what
no.
is that? What?
Yeah.
What? What is he?
Brett speaks squirrel?
Is this a senior prank?
Oh, okay. I get it.
I know he was on Fringe Duolingo.
All right, I'll see you later. You know what that squirrel told me?
He's nuts about mail time. He's been hibernating in a tree, and he's been stocking up letters for you and me. He's nuts, nuts, nuts for mail.
And that's right, folks. I got a listener mail this week. It says, "Howdy, gents. I have a word suggestion and a brief explanation of the let's make a deal problem." Adel, I don't think you remember that, yeah. Something about this.
My friend and listener of the show, Lex, reminded me it's called the Monty Hall problem,
Interesting. Yeah. Okay, Joe does not mention this, but he says, my word is perspective. The problem is about the perspective. Choosing between doors 1 through 3 gives you a 33% chance of picking a winning door.
With him
if
so far.
If they eliminate door 1 after you choose door number 2, you now have 2 doors to pick between, making the chance of picking a winning door 50% if you switch doors, which is better odds than the original choice, if this helps. Cheers, Joe H. P.S. You can use my name. P.P.S. I thought it'd be funny to hear one of you say P.P. when reading this tweet.
Got him. Got his ass.
Got my ass. So you're saying... His word is perspective.
Okay.
So you're saying 2 doors down would have had more success.
Well, I know that 3 doors down is my kryptonite, so I'm usually never guessing when it's 3 doors.
Just very quickly, there should be a restaurant in Cancun called Senior Pranks. I guess that's interesting. That it becomes a 50-50 choice, but what I don't understand still, and I don't, you know, I do appreciate the explanation because it sheds some light, but how does choosing the other door make it 50-50? Like, it's still 50-50. Even if you stick with the other door, it's still 50-50.
Well, the way he says it is, if they eliminate door 1,
oh, it's almost after like a hint. Hint almost that yours is wrong.
Yeah, yes.
Mm.
You know, I have 2 doors to pick from. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
The problem, and I don't mean to get off topic. I think the problem that I'm trying to work out and kind of suss out at this moment is Brett, that squirrel has a t-shirt that says Brett's Squife.
Yes.
Now, S-Q-W-I-F-E. Now, is a squife, I have to assume, and forgive me, I'm not well-versed in squirrel culture. I have to assume a squife is a squirrel wife.
A squife is a squirrel wife, and we met at a local trivia night where they were squeakualizing different squirrel chipmunk movies.
Interesting. I did meet the second smartest squirrel, and that was a... can I do it? God, just demunkino it. Just demunkino it.
Squamous squedison?
Squirrelutatorian? Squirrelutatorian?
Squirrelutatorian.
Squirrelutatorian.
If a squirrel is valedictorian.
Look, I'll tell you right now, Rob, it is tough to demunkino something into a word. It's tough. I have a talent.
You make it look easy.
Wait. The squirrel's coming to the microphone.
My squife.
Oh, squirrel.
There it is.
My squife. Squirrel. Come on. Worth it? Was it worth it? Oh, nodding its little
trust
head.
Trust me. I have to listen to at least 12 D's nuts jokes a night.
Trees nuts. Perspective.
So a lot of people say, let's put this into perspective.
Yep.
It's just a smart way of saying, let's think about this
logically.
longer than we should.
Yeah. Yep. There's all in art. That's a big thing. The perspective, the painting and like how you look at it or where you direct attention.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Perspective makes me think the first thing that pops to mind is the story of Rashomon, which is the, I don't know if it was a book or anything first, but it's a Kurosawa film where it's like every person has their own. So it's like something happens. Forgive me.
I think it's pronounced Kristen Dunst. I don't think it's Kurosawa.
Thank you so much. Kirsten Dunst, famed Japanese filmmaker, auteur, Kirsten Dunst. But it's been 30 years since I've seen the movie. But it's something happens, and then they bring in people one by one, and each person has their own perspective of like, no, here's how it really happened.
Oh, like Sliding Doors?
Yes. I'm so sorry. Rashomon was a terrible reference point. Sliding Doors is the thinking man.
Also, Kira Sedgwick would have been a much better Kurosawa. Yeah, that would have been way better. I thought about that.
Kira Sedgwick, that's who I'm talking about. But Kira Sedgwick, of course, divorced Kevin Bacon and married Devon Sawa.
Did you guys see that movie like Pyro something with Kira Sedgwick and Kevin Bacon?
Oh, no. Boy.
Is that
here
where
you
they
go
met?
Again, Rob. Once again,
I feel like
say,
it's a movie.
Have you ever
where...
seen this movie, Rob, in the future? Yeah. Say, have you ever seen this movie? Go in your head, beat, beat, beat. The answer's going to be no. But please, yes, Rob, tell us about the movie that you're talking about.
Speaking of 30 years ago, I want to say it's Every Time They Have Sex, a Fire Starts.
That's a Billy Joel song.
It's been a long time.
We
since
didn't fuck the fire.
Yeah, it was always burning. Now my penis is burning. That's weird.
Billy,
Rock burning
get it checked.
I'll look for it, but while we can still keep going.
Yeah,
but
go to IMDC, as in IMD. No one's seen these movies before.
IMD's perspective, nuts.
Yeah, perspective. Interesting. I feel like it's, yeah, you say art, because I feel like it's connected to like photographs too. Mm-hmm. Of, I don't know. It's tough. It's a tough word.
Oh, guys, it was called Pirates, P-Y-R-A-T-E-S. Pirates. Kevin Bacon and Kira Sedgwick have incendiary sex a lot and burn down apartment blocks.
Aren't they married?
They are.
In real life?
They might have met on the set of Pirates.
So you're telling me that Kings of Leon were singing a summary of this freaking movie? Oh, your sex is on fire.
Wait a minute. You're telling me that Springsteen did the soundtrack? Oh, sex on fire.
Hey, Kira Sedgwick, is your daddy home? Here you go. I'm going to leave you all alone.
Burn this block down with my bird. I think they just had a chlamydia and they didn't get it checked out. That's usually when there's a burning sensation down there. That's a fucking insane movie. Even though it came out 30 years ago, that is a stupid,
yeah, 1991, stupid plot of a movie. Almost more than 30.
Oh my God.
Yeah, well, not much more than 30. Yeah.
And listen, someone's going to send us an email and be like, it was right there. So I'm going to go ahead and say it. This brings me no joy. But of course I'll say, what was the Pirates?
Pirates.
Course, Pirates 2, Spontaneous Combustion.
Very good.
Of course.
Very good.
We're all thinking it. We know it's right there. We just, some of us don't go for the low-hanging fruit. That's just my perspective.
It was funny because in Pirates 3, Arsenio Hall is in it.
Brett? Woof, 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 woof.
In a good way. That's a good woof. That's a good woof.
That's a good woof.
Let me put this into perspective. That was good.
Yeah,
that
was good. See, that's the only thing. What you just said is the only time I ever think about that. And I'll say it out loud, but I'm not thinking about the definition of that word.
Did you all have in high school, junior high, did you have either obligatory art classes or any sort of like elective?
I feel like I did like art in 7th and 8th grade, and I didn't do it then in high. I think in high school it was an elective that I just didn't take.
I did have art class. I had a rough relationship with the art teacher.
I got kicked
out. I don't think I talked about
it. We told about the art teacher before.
Really?
Yeah,
we did. I don't
know
if I've heard it.
We did.
Well, I thought we did. Brett, what was it?
I just remember you explaining something that you said something to the art teacher, and the art teacher was like, say it again. And like, you did it again.
Oh, you called them a fart teacher?
No, I don't remember doing that. I just got kicked out a lot. And there was a time I spent like a week in the art supply closet in class. She made me sit in there.
Are you serious?
Uh-huh.
Can teachers do that?
Apparently. I that was where
were
I was.
Were you next to the kiln? Kiln?
No, there was a kiln. No, I was put in the art supply closet, which was big enough. Like, I just had to sit in a desk in there with the door shut, like away from the class.
With all the paints and glues and fumes?
There were fabrics, and I'll be honest, there was an iron in there, and I did burn some of the fabrics with the iron. Me in here? Yeah, it was a little pirate. That was a little shenanigans. But yeah, so we did have an art class, yes.
Okay. I think you're just a troublemaker.
Yeah. Hmm. I love the idea of like you're acting up so much that the teacher is like, you know what? I'm going to put you in a room with all the valuables, unsupervised, so that you can get up to whatever you get up to.
I did also, I remember speaking of the kiln, we did have these like little pottery things we made, and we're supposed to like poke holes in them. So like the air, while it heats in the kiln, when she does that, so they don't explode. And I deliberately did not put holes in mine so it would blow up and go over everybody else.
Wow, you really,
I
was a little stinker. I was a little stinker.
I feel that falls into misdemeanor territory right there.
That's anarchy. Totally insane.
Oh my gosh.
But perspective, to go back to it, is also like the fact everybody having their own perspective is so, it's almost too topical of like, what's really the truth, you know?
Yeah.
The way everybody sees things is just their truth, is their perspective.
I mean, I like suave, but sometimes I do have a perspective.
Hold on, work it out, buddy. Take your time.
You can do it.
Pert plus.
It was.
Pert perspective.
Yeah,
it was right there.
I got it.
Perspective sounds like a, like, perspective bathroom detective. It sounds like a Jim Carrey role. Perspective. I don't know.
Or, I was thinking about, is this a joke? Perspective is just a, is just a detective who pulled his belly up over his belt. Because think of what a D looks like. It looks like a guy's a big belly. But if you pull pulls up his belt.
A visual word gag?
Hey, Brett. Yeah. Hey, Brett. You don't have to hold my fucking hand to have me imagine what a D looks like. You can just say picture a D. You don't have to fucking sit me down, put on a bib, and spoon airplane feed me what a D looks like.
Well, unfortunately, I had to. But think of that. Okay, now think of, he puts a belt on, and he puts the D over the belt, so now it turns into a P.
And that becomes, so then a detective becomes a perspective.
Yeah.
Where did the R come from?
It wasn't because when he tightens the belt, he's like,
okay, well, that sucks that Rob made sense of it. Now I look like an asshole. He was a detective.
I'm a detective. And then when he only solves simple crimes, and he goes, durr.
Listen, you guys talk, and I need to think of stuff that I'm not listening to you guys, okay? And that's what, I looked at the word, and I go, yeah, that looks like a detective.
I picture Brett at like a diner, and he's alone. He's got his AirPods in. He's eating his he's eating his eggs and toast. And he goes, oh, oh, and he waves over the waitress, and he goes, pin. And they're like, yes, sir. What? Oh my gosh, it's some sort of mathematician. He cracked the case. I don't know what's going on. And he, oh, pad of paper. And he writes down, jostles it down, and then he holds it up, and it just says, detective, but when he tightens his belt, the D turns into a P in his perspective.
Yeah. You know what's worse? I asked her for a den.
Instead of a pen.
Yeah.
Because
a pen is just a, right. Pen is just a den with his pants.
It's all about your perspective.
Pen is just a den with his pants. You can't make this stuff up.
You can't. He can.
I can, and I did.
Oh, this is my favorite episode. This
a pen is just den with his pants pulled up. I mean, that this honestly, you know what that sounds like?
Rules.
That honestly sounds like a line from Gump and Co.
Yeah, yes. Oh, yeah, for sure.
That's definitely something Forrest Gump would say.
I feel like Forrest Gump would listen to, if Forrest Gump just listened to the last 5 minutes of this podcast, he'd be like, that's dumb.
Mama used to always say,
who are these idiots talking?
Yeah, not for me.
Not for me.
I'd rather listen to 99% Invisible.
Well, Rob, why don't you put
outstanding.
Hey, Drob, because, you know, Drob is just a D. Yeah. And Drob is just a
D. Picture an R first. Now go for it. Okay. We have to picture the R.
Well, yeah, I mean, That's a D with a broken leg.
Tightening its belt.
All right, Rob, we'll move on to your word, just for perspective.
Yes. All right, we'll move on to my word, and my word is transplant.
Oh.
Transplant. Mm-hmm. Yes. Immediately, I think of DJ Qualls from the movie The New Guy.
Oh, okay.
Which came out at a very specific point in my life where I was just like, this is cool. The concept of this movie is DJ Qualls, for some reason, his family moves. He has to go to a new school, basically. He uproots and goes to a new school. And this is his chance to have a fresh start.
That's right.
And
a movie I do remember.
I'm going to dress like a badass.
Do you feels when you say a movie and someone has seen it before? Does it feel good?
I wouldn't know the feeling.
And just real quick, PJ's Qualls, but with a belt, and then you tighten the belts,
what you're saying is making no sense whatsoever.
Last night at PJ's saved my life. Last night at DJ Qualls saved my life. But I remember that movie. I remember that movie really, for whatever reason, I don't know how old that was, 14, 15 or whatever, but I remember being like, this is good and cool. Obviously, it's not. But I remember that idea of like being a transplant where it's like, oh, mm-hmm. when you go somewhere new, it's a chance to reinvent yourself. And growing up, I went to, I think by the time I was 11, I think we had lived in like 8 different houses or something. So we bounced around a ton. So I was always the new kid. And I remember just for whatever reason, that hitting really hard with me of like, every time you go to a new school or in later life meet someone new, it's a chance to like yeah. not reinvent yourself, but like show
it
a new
kind
facet.
Of is, though. Yeah.
Show a new
oh,
facet.
Yeah. I mean,
or,
yeah.
Or,
I mean yeah. There, there's
you're
there's,
starting fresh. There's no.
Yes, yes, yes.
Oh,
yeah, there's, yeah. And there's truly not that many times, you know, like obviously when you, yeah, when you go to like a new job or something, but yeah, there's not that many times in life where you go in as complete strangers to everyone. You really can.
Yeah. Well, I feel like
be whoever you want to be in that situation.
That's college, kind of, or was for me. I mean, not that I really reinvented myself. I just am who I am. But
oh, Popeye logic.
I am who I am.
Yeah.
Was that Kant or Popeye?
I believe it was Kant. But I do. Yeah. It did seem like people were just figure. You just kind of are. It's a chance to kind of figure yourself out some more because you're just removed. There's no history. There's no. Oh, I remember when you hung up the boob poster. Like that's all gone, you know?
Yeah.
And yeah, so there's something to that. And I will just add, I think DJ Qualls very likable as an actor. I'm a fan.
Is he Canadian?
I don't know.
I don't know.
I'm thinking
Qualls
of the other guy. I'm thinking of
Seth
the guy.
You might be thinking of the guy. I know you're thinking of.
You're thinking of the guy from Goon and How to Train Your Dragon.
I don't know those movies.
Yes. The guy who was in the Blackberry movie.
I don't know.
I don't know.
But he was in the movie that was filmed in Pittsburgh. Oh, you don't know this one.
Rob, you've seen
Goon. C.J. Miller was in it. There was like
he's
hockey.
Basically,
yes,
I know exactly what you're talking about.
But he's in like all the movies with Jonah Hill, Seth Rogen.
I don't know if you saw that Schwarzenegger Netflix series that just came out. He played
absolutely not.
Yeah, it was all right. It was okay. It wasn't great. But he plays the husband of Schwarzenegger's daughter or fiance.
Yeah. We all know who we're talking about.
Yeah,
we all know the name.
No offense to your wife. Squirrely, little squirrely guy.
Yeah, true.
He is.
True.
Yes.
No offense taken.
The other thing about people do like to say, oh, I'm a Chicago transplant.
Yes.
When like instead of where you're from, you're like, oh yeah, I'm a Chicago transplant. I'm a so-and-so transplant.
Yeah.
Still holding on to your the other thing, of course, is an organ transplant.
Yeah, or a hair transplant.
Yeah,
of course.
I'm from Portland. I'm an organ transplant.
That's very good. I like that.
That has to be. They must use that.
Somebody,
out there.
Please.
They must.
It was right there for everybody. I hope somebody used that.
If anyone's listening in Seattle, please, does anyone ever say.
Why?
Hold on,
Brett. You think Oregon has the pungent sound?
No, fucked up. I don't know reason in my head I was like, Seattle.
This podcast has revealed that Brett has just a hole for the West Coast. Is just a mystery.
I think Brett's brain is like a corkboard with photos, but no red string.
It's so weird. In my brain, I thought Seattle and Portland were in the same state.
No, they're close.
I know they're super close, but for some reason, always in my brain, Seattle and Portland, everyone says like, oh, they're so similar. Portland's weird, yada, yada, yada.
Right.
I was like, oh, because they're in the same state.
Pacific
like
Northwest.
Sister cities, you know, yeah.
But if you if you were born in Oregon anywhere and you live somewhere else, please call yourself an Oregon transplant. That's just so good.
When you use transplant, it feels like you're, because I know people who like romanticize the term and the ideology of like expat, like I'm an expat.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, that's, you know, definitely the word to use, but it's just, it feels weird of like really trying to toss it out there as much as possible.
Right.
I guess it's just, to me, it's just a weird thing.
It is.
Yeah.
It is. Yeah.
I see people, I don't.
That was the
follow
Sixth Sense
anyone
audition
on
you had?
It's just weird. I don't follow anyone on TikTok, so I don't follow anybody. So I'm just always constantly
You're just
scrolling
letting the algorithm be the thing?
Yeah, exactly. And
not even Uncle Cracker?
Sometimes I see people
Willie?
Like, oh, I left the country to get a hair transplant in like Turkey.
Oh, that's a thing,
it's like,
right. Yeah.
It's like super cheap.
Mm-hmm.
But like you have to go to Turkey and like, just go get your hair transplant there and then stay in Turkey for like a month, I think, because you have to like go for doctor's appointments and whatnot.
You just unlocked a memory.
And then you can go back.
I did, at a time, I would call Hair Club for Men late at night and talk to the people and just ask them a lot of questions and be like, you know, I'm bald. Like, is this really going to work? Like, this is very important to me.
crying.
Like, how do you do it? And like, how much, I got Hair Club for Men videos sent to me. Like from them, because I did do that. I forgot. I did a lot of those, but I don't. Those weren't even like pranks, really. They were just, I guess I was just wasting people's. That was shenanigans. That was shenanigans. Yeah, I liked getting just, mail.
You loved
I liked
wasting
mail.
People's time.
Yeah, I liked getting mail.
I liked getting mail.
Exciting. I just like getting mail.
I will say, Rob, I've known you for some time. I never realized, or I never really like sat and pieced it together. What an anarchist you are. Like, you truly,
yeah, you truly are.
You truly
are the weakest
are
form.
Just like a real wild card, a real spark plug.
I've very much mellowed out. And don't
I'd say you're
like
a blandarchist. Like
I'll take that. I agree. It's not bad.
It is bad, but like it's also like, okay.
Bland
rind? Really.
You're like bland rind.
Yeah.
The fountainhead. Or the fountain bottom, we should say.
Sure.
Now, Brett, we're talking about turkey. We're talking turkey.
We're talking turkey. Yeah. We're talking hair transplants, you know, organ. You get what else can you get transplanted? Organs, hair.
And just real quick, this is Adel's Gotcha Corner. This is a first time segment, Adel's Gotcha Corner. Brett, just name a city in Turkey.
Ooh.
Oh, a city in Turkey. Well, there's the gizzard.
I knew it. You knew that was going to happen.
There's the there's gobbler.
Yes,
no, isn't
of course.
Turkey.
Wait, I have a wild guess that's probably wrong. I don't know that
wild
I know the answer.
Wild
to this.
Turkey guess.
Oh, wild turkey guess. Istanbul?
Istanbul.
That
would have
been my guess.
Constantinople.
Is that Turkey?
That would have been my guess. It is.
It's Turkey.
It is? All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Sweet.
There you go.
All right.
There you go.
And that was
we got it right. Rob helped me.
I like.
I called. Got my lifeline.
I like. Instead of gotcha corner, I like it's
Dan
just,
Brown.
I like it's talking turkey is a great.
Oh yeah,
a great
get me talking turkey.
We're talking turkey.
Yeah, that's a great. Yeah, talking turkey.
Mm-hmm.
Next time we talk turkey, we got to come up with another major city in Turkey.
Mm-hmm. Major city.
Yeah, major city.
Major city.
That's not the gizzard or the wishbone.
The giblets.
Giblets.
Gibbets. Crocs. Gibbets.
Do you? Would you ever? And I don't think I would. Say a loved one, you know how there's those stories of like a loved one dies, somebody else gets an organ, saves their life, and then the family of that person goes to meet the recipient.
Yeah.
And it's like an emotional reunion. I don't know that I would ever go to meet the recipient.
But that's tough. That's a tough one. I don't think I can, I could literally not answer honestly right now. I couldn't answer honestly.
Not to get heavy,
would,
but...
It's weird, though. I think I 100% would. I mean, it would have to be... Yeah, it would have to be extremely close family. Like
that's what I'm
my
talking about.
It,
right, yeah.
My cousin
not
does
like
it. I'm not
going to
go,
right.
not gonna go meet Cousin right. Willie and, you know,
cousin,
whatever.
I have to see my cousin's eyes one more time.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
I really appreciate this heart, but I've got butter exploded. I've had butter explosions ever since I had this.
I know there was a Helen Hunt movie... set in Chicago where it's like says she gets like someone's heart and then whoever it's like I don't know if it's like Jim Belushi
or
someone.
No, it's Duchovny and Andy McDowell.
Oh, but Helen Hunt's in it, right?
She might be in it. His wife dies
and she gets the heart and then they fall in love.
And then they fall in love.
Yeah. Oh.
And was there also a movie or I have a very clear memory of this, but I don't know what it's from. I just know it happened or was out
it's
there
from
somewhere.
It's Frankenstein.
What is it?
What's the no. Brett, who is there's like a doctor who cobbled together like 20 people into a big guy.
Yeah, and then used his ex-wife's brain.
No, Brett, it's not. Come on. And the guy, love is good, fire bad. The villagers did something to him.
It was,
threw him
was
a party?
Kevin Bacon. And
was it a movie or did it happen in real life where somebody got somebody's eyes and that was like a big thing. It's like they wanted to see their eyes. Was that like
maybe
that's the memory I have is maybe. Like that being in the news, but instead of news it could have been like a TV show or something.
Maybe.
Yeah, I don't know.
But think of it is wild know. That where it's almost like we're like a car now. You know, where it's like, oh, this part isn't working. We could just put this you know, you go to the junkyard. And sorry for anybody who's, I guess the junkyard in this case is a dead person, but like we could go to the junkyard and just put a part in and then you got another 20,000 miles. You get another 20,000 miles.
A lot of times it doesn't work that way. Like a lot of times there's rejections. Your body doesn't accept it.
Right. Yeah.
But also I would say, boy, I'll put 30 years on it. I think in 30 years,
It'll be lab grown.
It'll all be lab grown.
Yeah,
it'll all be lab.
it isn't, Rob, you bring up a great point. Mm. We are like cars in that people, mm-hmm. When I'm asleep, people keep stealing my anus, catalytic converter.
Yeah, we are like cars, and like sometimes I'll be like just walking and I'll mm-hmm. like be like, oh, I'm exhausted.
Yeah.
And then someone will just put a like a metal in rod in my butthole and fill me full of gas. And then I'm like, here I go.
Rob, do you want to make a butthole car joke?
I think, honestly, it's going to be very hard to top both of those. So, no, I don't.
Well, Rob, you're safe because white cars, I think white cars get pulled over the least.
I think they have the best resale value, too.
Oh, really? Okay.
That's I do have a white car. Not my choice, but I do have a white car.
You're an ally.
I mean, no, yeah. No, I literally, a friend of mine worked at a gym. I worked out with him. He worked at like an enterprise rent-a-car selling place. And he was like, hey, I don't make commission. I can also give you this like extra discount.
Yeah.
And he was like, just tell me like what kind of car you want. If we don't have it at the lot, I'll see where one is on our fleet. And I can grab. And so I was like, we landed on a Hyundai Tucson. I don't recommend. Don't get that. We got it. And I was like, I just want something low, low mileage. And we found one that had like 25,000 miles. I was like, the only thing I want is I just don't want a white car. And he called me. He's like, found one, 25,000 miles. Unfortunately, it's white. But like this. And I was like, I wanted just the longevity. So I took it. And I've grown a car. Yeah. It's fine now. But I really didn't want it.
You know, you can paint it. Or you could put a wrap on it.
I'm not going to paint a Tucson. Come on.
Why don't you wrap it?
I'll have Adel do it.
No, not Tucson. That. Yeah, there you go.
I do like the idea of, it would be fun if like in 30 years we go to a doctor and it's like a NASCAR pit crew or something.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Where it's just like my knee's killing me and also like it feels...
When I was clinging to, like, you know, when I had a hard time quitting smoking, you know, and I did think about a long time, like, how nice it would be to just go, I'm going to go get some new lungs today.
Yeah.
And just like start over, you know?
Yeah.
That would be.
Well, I don't know. I mean, it seems, it doesn't, I know
it's not outside of the realm of possibility.
Like,
I mean, yeah.
I mean, they're already, didn't they put a heart in a guy not that long ago that was made in a lab or something like that?
Oh, maybe. And if you think about it, like a blood, like get donating, but blood's like basically like an oil change.
Yes, except getting,
it could be every, oh yeah, it could be every 15 years I go and I just get a new, yeah. I get a new. Yeah.
Just get a new, like however many liters our body holds.
I go to Valvoline, it was a girl named Val.
Heart Valvoline, please.
Yeah, please heart Valvoline. Yeah. And pee is just windshield wiper fluid.
Ooh. Maybe he's born with it. Maybe it's Valvoline.
They did just, I want to say in the last couple of weeks, I think. Well, we don't want to date the puck.
Don't date the puck.
The scientists somewhere found a shot that they can give the cats that makes them live to like 30.
What's so a normal doubles, lifespan? Oh, doubles?
I feel like cats typically it's like,
wow. Well, now I know 15. My mission. I'm going to find those scientists and destroy their
ideas.
I
was just going to say, if I was that scientist, cats living that long. If I was that scientist, I'd be like... destroy it right, like, oh, no, I'm not gonna tell
it's
you
like,
about this.
It's like Werner Herzog and the Grizzly Man.
No one should
no
see
one
this.
Must, no one should ever know all these shots.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, don't
throw these shots away.
Maybe just for the hell of it, figure out how to maybe make that work in humans. You know, we don't have to worry about the cats, they got nine lives, anyways.
For the smell of it,
oh, a shot to make humans live till 30. I like it.
That's just called.
I think it's called like the flu shot or polio.
Wow, Brett, vaccine truther.
Oh,
wow, Brett, ending the podcast on a strong QAnon note. Well, speaking of QAnon,
it's called a droplet. It's PL. It's PL. It's called a droplet.
Speaking of QAnon, which of course a Q is just an O with its belt tightened.
No, what are you talking about? A Q was an O with his legs crossed.
Oh, I thought a Q was like an O going to the bathroom.
Yeah, well hung O.
No, because that doesn't work for both. That doesn't work for genders. That's not fair.
Okay.
Well, Brett, do you have like a, I don't know, do you have a little poem or a little something to say?
I don't know. I feel like we got up some pretty good shenanigans today. We all have our own shenanigans in a way. And, you know, when you think about that in perspective, you know, it's great because, you know, we're all, you know, we're all, that's why we're friends, you know, because we all, no one was like, oh, I never did anything, because that wouldn't be a fun person, you know? And so,
yeah.
You know, if we all somehow pass away, but our bodies get transplanted, our body parts get transplanted to other things, maybe we'll all meet each other, you know, again someplace, you know?
I do think about if, like, say somebody gets Brett's heart and we go to meet them. And what if that person just says, Demunkinos?
We have to kill
them. They'll probably say, Pumunkinos, and they go, oh, that's just a tea with a belt on.
Excuse me, Mr. White. Listen, yeah, we did the blood change. Right. It looks like while we were poking around, it looks like you could actually use some new knees and one new testicule. Should we go ahead and just upgrade you to the full package?
Yeah. No, I'm very familiar with this. No, just the blood for this time.
Okay.
Also, do you want me to, you're really supposed to, every 20 years, I'm supposed to rip off your feet and switch them from the left to the right. You should rotate your feet 20 years.
Oh, yeah, you got to do the feet. I haven't done a feet rotation. All right, you know what? Fine. I'll do the feet rotation.
Yeah, and also we found some leakage in the brain here. We could not do anything, but that could down the road cost you.
Also, here's a... Here's what a regular penis should look like. See how it's clean and stuff like that?
You saying I got a dirty dick?
The word association is Brett Lyons, Adil Rafai, and Rob White. The word association theme song was written and performed by Arnie Parrott. Editing was done by me, Julia W.D. Harrison. If you'd like to send a word or two along, please email the show at twapod@gmail.com.
Maybe he's born with it. Maybe it's Valvoline.